The Omar Kimoikin, and he says, in addition, the David HaMelech says later on, Srufa Imrascha Ma'oi, your words, David HaMelech says to Hashem, are very, very pure. The Avdecha Aheva, and your servant loves it. So that's David HaMelech. That's David. I think there's something very, very deep over here, because I think the second pasuk is explaining a little bit why this tahara is so important. Because we know that in all of our avodas Hashem, if you have to take avodas Hashem and say it into one sentence, it's be like Hashem. All of our avodas Hashem is to be a reflection of Hashem. Now we don't know exactly how to be like Hashem, so that's what we have a Torah that tells us. But we know generally that the whole purpose of our avodah in this world is to be like Hashem. We know that there's a chazal that says, Mahu afata, just like the Rabbanim Shalom has certain midas, you also should have those midas. Hashem has chesed, you also should be a Baal chesed. Hashem has emes, you also should have emes. You should have the midas of Hashem. And even in all the mitzvahs that we do, Kaviyachal, Hashem says, put on tefillin, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin. Hashem says, keep Shabbos, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps Shabbos. We act like the Rabbi Nishalom. We don't know how to act like the Rabbi Nishalom, so it says in the Torah how to act like the Rabbi Nishalom. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something, it's Lishma or Lai Lishma? It's only Lishma. There's no such a thing as Lai Lishma. Every single thing that the Rabbi Nishalom does is completely for a tachlis and for the purpose of, for which he created the world. There's no such a thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets distracted with a different kavana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pniyah is exactly lishma. It's pure. Pure, completely pure, without any other kavanas at all. So that means that our avodah Hashem also has to be completely pure without any other kavanas at all. And really, it's in this pasuk. Srufa imrascha ma'oid. Your words, the Torah, talking about the Torah, is completely pure. The avdecha and your servant, aheva. Your servant loves her. Your servant loves the Torah. I also want to be like the Torah. Just like the Torah, the words of the Torah are completely pure, I want to be mischaber with that. I want my words and my actions also to be completely pure, so that I can connect with the Torah. Because truthfully, the true avodah, it has to be a lot purer than gold and silver. This is what it says about the Torah, imarais Hashem, imarais tahirais. The words of Hashem are pure words. Kesef tzoruch va'ala la'oretz mezukak shivasayim. Very, very pure silver, purified many, many times over. Umishu oivin Hashem be'emes. Someone who serves Hashem with emes, lo yistapik b'zeh b'muat. He's not mistapik b'muat. You know, people, it's an amazing thing. When it comes to what kind of computer to buy, you want to get the best one. It comes to what kind of cell phone to get, you want to get the best one. It comes to what kind of car to get, you want to get the best one. When it comes to avodas Hashem, you're like, who says I have to be the best? I can just be good. I have to be the best. That's already acceptable to say. I have to get the front seat in Gan Eden. I say, well, I want the front seat. That's okay. Yeah, but if you show up in shul and you don't get the front seat, then you get insulted in this world of sheker. Because Yisharim himself speaks this out earlier. You're not mistapik b'muot when it comes to getting all kinds of other things. Don't be mistapik b'muot when it comes to getting madregas and avodas Hashem. Adirabba, the reason why Hashem makes us ambitious is so we should be ambitious in our avodas Hashem, not ambitious in what kind of cell phone we get. V'lo yisratza lo kachas kesef me'urav v'sigim u'bedilim. He shouldn't be satisfied to take silver that's mixed in with all kinds of impurities. The hainu, which refers to avodah me'urevis b'pniyos le'toivos, an avodah that's mixed in with other not good kavanas. Ela hazach v'hatar karoi, only the absolutely pure avodah. V'ozi karoi oisa mitzvah kema amora, and then he'll be called someone who does a mitzvah kema amora, like it's true kavana. She'olav amru zechayinu levracha kol oisa mitzvah kema amora, ein mevasra noisa besura stavis. Someone who does a mitzvah kema amora, he'll never be told bad news. Do the things in for the name of the person who commanded them, and speak in them. I went a little quickly in the end, we'll go over again a little bit next time. I just wanted to talk a little bit about this disheartening Mesillas Yesharim that made it sound like if you're not going to do Avodah Lishma, it's already like a second class Avodah. Masechta Makkos, the last Mishnah. Reb Chananya ben Akashia Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mezakeh Klal Yisrael. L'fika Chirba Lehem Torah U'Mitzvos. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them much Torah and Mitzvos. Shenemar Hashem Chavis Leman Sidka Yagdol Torah V'Yadi. So the Pashup Shad is, the Rav over here says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mezakos, and every single mitzvah that we do is more schas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tons of mitzvahs and tons of averas. He says here, the Rav says, it says a parasha shkatzim v'ramasim, you're not allowed to eat insects. How many kinds of insects are there? Who knows how many kinds there are? If everyone you don't eat, you get schar. So it's a great, it's good we have such a big long Torah. Because of that Torah, we get tremendous amounts of schar. That's the classic chat on this Mishnah. The Rambam is a famous Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayos over here, says a different shot. May ikrei hu amuna b'Torah. It's from the fundamental things of amuna in Torah to believe. Ki kishayikayim odam mitzvah mitaryag mitzvahs karoyu kehoigen. That if a person will be makayim, one mitzvah from the 613 mitzvahs properly, v'lo yishatef ima kavana mikavana sa'olam b'shum panim, and he won't have any other kavana, the imchalai chafatzti ba'aretz, like Mesil Sisharim said. He won't have any other kavana from the kavanas of this world. El sheyasa oisa lishma, he'll do it completely lishma, one mitzvah. He'll do it completely lishma, me'ava, k'maisha bi'arti l'cha, like I explained. Hinei zacha bo l'chai ha'olam haba. By doing one mitzvah lishma in a person's entire life. One mitzvah lishma, the rest of the mitzvahs he did, of course, he did them shaloi lishma. He did one mitzvah lishma, he's zoich alachai yoyle mabo. The alzeh omer of Chananya, this is what Reb Chananya ben Akashi was saying. Ki ha mitzvahs bihi yoysem harbe. Since there are so many mitzvahs, e efshur, it's impossible. Shelo yase odem lechayev, that a person shouldn't do in his lifetime, achas mehem al matchunasu shleimusa. At least one of them properly. Now, there are so many mitzvahs. There's so many parts to Torah that inevitably, over 70 years, you've got to do one mitzvah lishma. Uba'asayisay oysa ha-mitzvah, and when you get to that one mitzvah that you did lishma, tichya nafshay ba'oysa ma'isa, his nefesh will live, yizaycha l'chay olam haba. Oh, I feel much better. So we see from here that the way that this, what this Rambam is saying is, that Avada, the highest point of Avada, and what goes on the Mizbech of the Rabbanu Shalom is a mitzvah that's Lishma. And Avada, a mitzvah that's Shalom Lishma, is far, far, far removed from a mitzvah Lishma. Of course, we get schar for every mitzvah that we do. But according to this Rambam, it's not the pshat that unless we're doing all of our Avada Lishma, we lost out. The Rambam says, Mefurish, you can look it up, the last Rambam in Masechta Makkos. The Rambam says, Mefurish, that if somebody will do one mitzvah lishma in his entire life, one time he'll shake a lulav, he'll blow shofar, he'll learn a divrei Torah, he'll make kiddush on Shabbos. One mitzvah he'll do completely lishma, without no other reason other than completely lishma. He's zoicha l'chayyeh l'mabah.